This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. With respiratory virus season around the corner, fewer than 100 people in Colorado are currently hospitalized with one of the three viruses tracked by the state health department. Here's CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
The agency is tracking COVID-19, flu, and RSV on a new dashboard. 88 Coloradans are now hospitalized with COVID-19, a drop of almost 40 from last week. Fewer than 1% of people visiting the emergency department are testing positive for it. Only 7 people are hospitalized with flu and 1 with RSV. The three viruses are also not showing up much in wastewater. Vaccines for all three are now widely available. The CDC recommends the RSV vaccine for adults 75 and older and those 60 to 74 who are at increased risk. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Some Colorado candidates are pulling far ahead in fundraising as the election enters its final stretch. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democrat Tricia Calvarese proved that having Republican Lauren Boebert as a foil can be a strong fundraising boost. Calvarese raised more than $2.6 million, 5 times more than Boebert's $530,000, in their race to represent the state's 4th congressional district. On the other side of the state, Democrat Adam Frisch raised $2.2 million compared to Republican Jeff Hurd's $1 million. While the Democratic candidates have a lot more cash on hand than their Republican counterparts, they aren't guaranteed to win. Both are running in Republican-leaning districts. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Xcel Energy has filed a new proposal to double the amount of electricity it plans to generate by 2031. The Just Transition Plan asks state regulators to explore options to replace the company's remaining coal plants with wind, solar, natural gas, and potentially nuclear energy. This is CPR News.